Blog Talk Radio.
10, 9.
Now. Get ready for Buzzworthy Radio. The show that gets you up close and personal with some of today's hottest stars. Got a question? Call in at 646-595-4228. Now, here's Novelle Day Lee.
Daniel Goddard, Kane from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to the King of the Pervs, the perv of all pervs, his perviness, Novelle, on Buzzworthy Radio.
Wow. Well, everybody, welcome to the final Buzzworthy Radio podcast on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Novelle J. Lee. It is Friday, January 20th. 2012, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. If it sounds like I'm getting a little weepy, it's probably because I am. Because, my gosh, I've been a part of BTR for 5 years. And I am ending my run here on the network after tonight's show. And I will be officially only broadcasting my shows at another platform. And if you see me on Twitter, out of the respect of BTR, I will not bring it up as to what the platform is called. But if you have seen me on Twitter promoting the hell out of this network, I will continue to do so because I love what these guys are doing. And it's really amazing to me that I now get to bring my show over there. And I know everybody has been asking if I am leaving the network and not doing my shows anymore, or if I'm taking my shows somewhere else. And the fact of the matter is this. As I just said, I am taking it to a new platform. So don't worry, I am not. Buzzworthy Radio is not going anywhere. It's just going to another area. It's going to another platform. And it's just moving from BTR to somewhere else. You know, it was a decision that I definitely wanted to make for a while. And I was very glad that I was able to make the move. And, you know, it's hard. It's very hard to say goodbye to this because this was my first home to do something that I loved. It helped me find my voice in radio pretty much when I was first introduced to Blog Talk Radio. and it's funny, this is how it came about. It was 5 years ago, 2006. It was in the summer, and I was on MySpace, you know, when MySpace was actually relevant and it actually pertained to everyday life before Facebook took over. And that was pretty much how I found out about Blog Talk Radio. I seen this guy coming out of the woodwork, basically just saying that he was doing the show. And I was like, you're doing a show? What are you talking about? And that's pretty much how I got into the midst of doing that. And I checked it out and wanted to give it a little test run. And I did my first show on BTR 5 years ago called In the Zone with Source Ryan, who had the soap opera Source website, but he now revamped it to TV Source Magazine. So I co-hosted that with him for about a year. And then I left that show and created Buzzworthy, which I did not expect to last as long as it has, for 4 years here, and still going to go on for as long as I will be able to keep it going. And I just could not believe what I was able to do within the matter of 4 years with Buzzworthy. And I was very, very excited and very, very happy to take the show in such places that I never dreamed possible. I really, it was amazing to me of all the connections that I've been able to make. And I Oh man, it's I'm either making myself cry like no tomorrow, or it's just like this. It's like, you know, you're leaving your first home. You met some great people here, and now you're moving on to something else, and it's not something that isn't. It's going to be something better for you, and I am very excited for the new. For the new chapter, where this is going to go, and working with such great people, and it's amazing what we were able to accomplish here for the past 4 years on this show, and I'm willing to bring forth to that at the new platform that I'm going to be at starting next week. I mean, we pretty much already have started there, but starting next week, we'll be bringing to you more new shows. And it's going to be a great experience, and I can't wait to have you guys be a part of that. So let's get to a couple of callers, because I know that there's some that want to say goodbye to BTR and BWR. 708 area code. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, it's Christy.
Hey, oh gosh, how are you? My gosh. First of all, let me tell you, what are we gonna do for 3 weeks without Revenge being on for 3 weeks? Like, what are we gonna do? It's not back till February 8th.
I know. I like, you know, this is killing me because Revenge is not back, and then a couple of my other shows are taking another hiatus, and I'm like, I just waited for a new episode. Now you're gonna make me wait again.
I know. It's like winter break all over again. It was gone for 3 weeks, and then I came back for 3 weeks, and now all of a sudden it's going away again for 3 weeks. I'm like, wow, come on.
Are they
man.
Trying to drive us crazy? Because I think that's
the sole purpose of this show, is to drive us crazy and make us wait and just go nuts. But you know, I'll have to say this though, if that show can make me do that, then you must know that I love it, because you know. I can't, you know, it's just like, wow, you're leaving me hanging, and I you know, if I feel like this before the summer hiatus, oh boy. What am
well,
I going to
do? About, besides Revenge, I just wanted to really call in and say, you know, you're one of the people who, in, you know, kind of inspired me to make my radio shows on Blog Talk with Liaison Radio and then Glee Radio. So, you know, you're one of the people. You and Ryan from In the Zone and Stardish and all those other wonderful people here on Blog Talk.
Oh,
and I'm like, they can do it, I can
boy.
Do it.
Oh, Stardish. Oh, Joanne. Oh, how I miss her. I, you know, yes, we're now extending this to a half hour, folks. I don't think I can muster up a lot of memories within 15 minutes as intended. But it's funny you mentioned Joanne, because how I got introduced to her was because of Bradford Anderson when he was on the show for the first time. You know, we did an interview with him, and she called in and said her piece about what Bradford had done for her, and then from that point on she did her show after following from that, and I just thought that was the hugest compliment that anybody could have ever given me. And you know, I support every single person that starts up a show for something that they love, especially in the daytime community, like you, especially with Liaison Radio. You know, it says a lot to me that, you know, there's not many soap podcasts that are out there right now. And with the fact that we just lost two shows and One Life to Live went off the air this time last week, you know, it's hard. Some, you know, Michael Fairman actually put the question out there: how did you make it past the first week without One Life? And I said, very difficult. I actually would look at the clock and go, it's 2:00, time to turn on the ABC. And I remember One Life to Live is not on anymore. And yeah, it was hard. It was very hard. And You know, just hearing what you had to say right now, just it makes it warm. You know, I love the fact that, you know, you're still doing this show and you're continuing to do this show, and don't stop, man. Just keep on going, because I know you're one of the people that supports the shows as is, and with all these rumors going on with GH and everything that people are putting out there. And, you know, I really cannot wait for Ron and Frank to come in and do their thing at General Hospital. It's going to be huge. And now more than ever, I think everybody should start supporting everything. So I really do appreciate you calling in and letting me know how you got started with BTR and your show. It's great. I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're going to make me cry.
Aw, wow, I just wanted to show my appreciation. And I actually just listened to your interview with, I can't think of his name right now. No, you know, Nolan from Revenge. Yeah. Man?
Gabriel Mann. Yeah,
Gabriel Mann. And, yeah, that was wonderfully done. That guy is awesome.
He is so, let me tell you about that interview. Since we're reliving some of our favorite BTI memories here. That was funny. Especially the first time he was here. The first time we had him on, I was gunning for him anyway, okay? I was gunning for him, going through the proper channels to get him on the show, going to his PR rep and saying, like, mm-hmm. okay, I would love to have Gabe on the show, talk about revenge, blah, 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 this and that, you know, the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't hear from her yet. Well, actually, I did. I heard that, okay, this is how it went down. I'm trying to remember it myself. She emails me and goes that, yeah, I totally, thanks for reaching out. Let's totally set this up. What are you thinking? Blah, blah, this and that. So we were going over times to see what we can do and such and such. And so then I haven't heard from her yet. She said she'd get back to me. So I had already had set up Ashton Holmes, who played Tyler at the time. And we did his show. We taped it. I aired it the next day. So that interview went live, and Gabe was on Twitter at the time just retweeting everything that was Revenge like a couple of hours before it was about to go on air with this new episode. The episode at the time was Treachery. And he was retweeting everything, and so he retweeted me and with my show interview link with Ashton and all this other stuff. So I see this phone number come in on my switchboard from California. And I'm looking and I'm going, like, who is calling me from California right now? And this is a taped interview. This is not going to work. I'm like, what do you do here? And I get on Twitter. I see he starts tweeting me. And he goes, I'm on the line. I was like, no freaking way. He was like, yeah, I'm on hold. I heard that you guys were talking about me, and, you know, I wanted to call in and show some love to Ash. And I was like, well, had I known you were going to do that, I would not have taped this podcast a day ago. So he starts laughing. He starts cracking up. And he's like, oh, that's too funny. And then I just wormed my way in. I was like, well, you know, if you wanted, since this is about to end, I would totally like to have you back, and let's do an interview ourselves. So then he was like, okay, cool, so what do I need to do? And I was like, call in that same number again, and such and such and such. And then he did. He called in, and we did a half hour. And then not even a month later it goes by, he's back again. And I was just like, you can't stay away, can you? So it's just like, that's just pretty much how I got into Gabriel Mann's orbit. So from that point on, there you have it. So it was a... It was an interesting way to meet somebody on this show. So, yeah, he surprised the crap out of me. But you know what? There you have it. It wouldn't have been that interesting if he didn't do what he did. So, very, very, very impressed with that. So, what did you like about it, aside from the fact that he talked more than me?
I like that he said he's getting recognized by girls on the street, and they're like, Nolan, Nolan. I'm like, you know what's sad about that is I probably kind of react the same way. I'd be like, oh, my God, it's Nolan.
Isn't it sad? I probably would be the guy that would go, like, it's Nolan Ross, dude. I really would be that guy. And I'm like, I was looking at that E! News interview that they did when they had the TCAs, the winter one. And I was looking at the chick that was doing it, and I was like, that's so me. That would be doing exactly what she was doing, like, right now. And I was like, this is totally now acceptable. I could now actually act like a fanboy in person with these people and not give two shits. I would be that guy, and I would totally be that guy. I cannot wait till I'm at Paley Fest and be that guy. I am now excited. I'm like, is it March 11th? Yes, I can't wait to go to Paley Fest for the revenge panel. I would totally be that guy. I cannot wait. That would be awesome.
Wow, you're so lucky.
I bought my ticket.
Wow. I wish I could go.
Why don't you?
Well, you know, financial funds are tight, and I really don't have money to go. So, yeah, unfortunately, I don't get paid for doing my blog talk shows. I wish I did, because that would probably help me.
Well,
help me tons right now.
I don't think do any of us get paid. Luckily enough, I have like the job thing that pays my way. But you know,
right? Exactly. You need the job thing. See, I've struggled with getting the job thing. I'm actually thinking about going into radio professionally. So, you could probably help me with that. With all your experience.
I could do my best. I hope I can. I hope I can. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. Do you want to go to me for that? No. But I hope so in any way, shape, form. I would love to. You know, let me know.
Okay, I will.
And, yeah, hopefully you follow me to the new platform. And, you know, we'll definitely do some revenge talk over there, too. So don't think that just because I'm leaving here, we're not going to be doing any more revenge conversations like this again. It will happen. We just have to make it work. Make it happen. That's all.
I will. I will follow you to the new platform, and I'm kind of going to a new platform myself for a little while. It's not the same as your platform. It's called TalkShoe.com.
I heard.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So I'm kind of having shows on there right now because you know I can't afford to have a paid blog talk for a premium account. So I'm going down over to TalkShoe, and they're allowing me to do you know. Pretty long shows. I mean, I would say it's unlimited, but not quite. I actually broke the limit on, like, one of my first shows over there. And apparently you can do shows up to, like, 4 hours and 50 minutes, like, right before the five-hour mark, and they'll cut you off.
5 hours? Whoa.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? I actually had people who wanted to talk for, like, 5 hours one night. It was insane.
We can go on forever when it comes to our soaps, man. I'm telling you, it's just what it is. It's how it is. So, you know, I would need a drink, though, in the midst of that. So, you know. You don't know. But, yeah, I'll definitely check you out over there. Let me know when you're over there, and I'll head over there and talk.
I'm over there tonight, actually.
You're over there tonight.
Central, so.
What time?
10 p.m. Central in a little less than 2 hours. So.
Okay, very good.
But feel free if you want to drop by.
I might drop by, you know, after I get something to eat because I haven't eaten all day, but I'll drop by.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's time to get some food. Get some food. Yes. Well, you prep for that, and I thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and, you know, talking some shop with me, especially about Revenge. You know, I could go on forever about that show, so thank you again for saying that I helped you get to where you are right now.
Oh, you're welcome. I will. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Oh man, I love that. That was so wonderful. So wonderful. Let's see. We got some other people here too. So let's take this one. I believe you're also a Chicago, Illinois caller or somewhere in that realm, area code 312.
That's right, Navelle. It's Tony.
That's Tony. Yeah, I heard you earlier when you were on Bianca Palooza. Don't think I didn't hear you. I heard you. I heard you on there. Yes, I did.
Yes, I was. I called over to Soul Central and I talked to Dan Kroll. Yeah, he had Eden Regal and Christina Bennett Lynn, the two Biancas, plus a special guest, Sarah Glenn, who played the second Marissa.
How was that? Like, how was that whole conversation with both?
It was very short.
Very short. Well, of course. you know.
Because you had to limit it to like one question, because they had to line and everything. I told them the silly question. I told them about the fight, about the snowball fight, because I was talking about snowing in Chicago tonight, and I was talking about the snowball fight scene they had last year.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Christina and Sarah had that snowball fight scene, and they had did one take and all that. But I did commend both Christina and Eden for their portrayals of Bianca over the years, and how much they've done. Brought their own spin to the characters, and it was just one of the thing that I say, and they were very committed, and they both said thank you very much to me, and I was very happy to talk to them, all three of them, to be exact.
Yeah, what did you think of were you there when Eden was surprised with Olga, who played Lena on there?
I missed that conversation.
That was good. Oh, see, you missed some of the good stuff on there. but I had a feeling
Olga was going to be on there because Bianca and Lena was the ones that set the stage or set the standard for lesbian kissing on the air.
Oh yeah,
right.
They did that. They did do that. So let me tell you, my goodness, you've been one of our regulars here on the show, man. I tell you, I just. Here I go again, getting into that mode. Let me take a little breath here and just go in and just say, like, damn, man, I'm leaving.
Listen, Nobel, let me tell you this, man. You're only leaving Blog Talk. You're not leaving here, period, okay? You're only switching networks, all right?
So this is goodbye.
This isn't goodbye.
Like,
this is a seal over on the side.
But there was so much that happened here at BTR, though, that was amazing to me, and it got me hooked up with a lot more people. As someone said earlier, Stardust Radio came here with Joanne, and Brandon mm-hmm. Buzz also was here, and it's just like there were so many things that were first being here, and it's like I'm making new firsts at the other network, and it's just, man, oh man, I'm excited and nervous at the same time, but I'm more excited than nervous. Let's put it that way. I'm more excited than nervous. It's just like it's sad because it's like the timing couldn't have been worse. it couldn't have been worse with the timing. I mean, like, I'm leaving BTR on the midst of the fact that One Life to Live just ended a week ago. We lost a few months ago. We got some issues going on with General Hospital at this point in time, and it's just like, oh my God, could the timing have been more worse? It's funny. Austin Peck tweeted me the other day and was like, what are you going to do when all the subs go off the air? I was like, I'll probably babble a lot less. I probably will not be that guy on Twitter just busting up a storm. I'd probably be that guy just basically crawling into a hole and not coming out of it. So, I don't know. I would be that guy.
it sounds like that. But let me show you a memory. But you know what? I remember when the first time I called this show on Blog Talk Radio, the first time, and it was back in 2008. Back in March of 2008, when you had Switch Off Stas on there, he was on All My Children, taking a break from All My Children at the time, and doing that web series out in LA, Luke 11:17, and it was the first time I talked to you on the air, and heard you, and he was Matthew, and Matthew were co-hosting at the time, and that's my first memory of talking to you on this show, and I still remember it to this day, and then. And as ironically, you mentioned Stardust Radio, and then Chriselle came over on Stardust Radio in October that year, when I co-hosted with Julianne that year. So, in a way, you got my start in internet radio because I was as a listener, then I was a part-time co-host over on Stardust Radio, and I owe it all to you, my friend. I owe part of it to you, and all to Julianne.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. Oh, man, going right back into the history, Michelle Stafford. Oof. Yeah, she was one of my favorites here on the show, and I've always loved talking to her, and that was a great those are great times, man, in all those 4 years that we've done this show. And I can't express many thanks enough for everybody that has been a part of this for all the years that we've been here, through all the good times and the bad times that we had on this show. Because I'm telling you, there weren't all that were good. I'm pretty sure there were some bad times, too. I'm not going to deny that. But through it all, you guys stuck it through, and we kept having a great time here. And it's going to be good with the new move, and with everything that's going to come forward with the move. And I can't wait till we start doing some new shows at the new platform. And you know, right now we're doing some past shows that are filling out the time slots before the new shows come in. But it'll be great. I can't wait for that. So I hope you will follow me over there, and you know, keep us locked down on Twitter with some all the commentary that I do every day, as well as all the pimping, as all the pimping that I do. You know?
All the pimping. You're gonna have that show on Little Side of Block Talk after dark. I'll be still keep that on as well.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's if worst comes to worst, I could easily syndicate it here still, but I don't really see that happening at this point in time. But the main question that a lot of people have been asking me, and I will answer this question here, is will this show will be available on iTunes once I make the move? And I don't think it will be, because I don't think we have the RSS feed that will bring it to the iTunes part of it. But I know that my shows will still be downloadable off the website at buzzworthyradio.net as MP3, so you'll still be able to download the shows from over there. You'll also be able to log on to the TuneIn Radio app for free to listen to it on your mobile phone. So if you download the free app, yes, it's for free app. So go into TuneIn.com, search for Buzzworthy Radio, and then there you have it. You'll be able to listen to the show anytime you want on your phone. So it's that simple. It is that simple. So you can take it anywhere you want. So yeah, man, definitely. You'll still have some ways to listen to me. But
yeah, that's right.
I just don't think that iTunes will be one of those ways.
Okay. Not a problem. It doesn't matter. As long as I find you, I'll find you, Nobel. Trust me.
You will. Yeah, you will. Don't worry. I'm gonna let you. So we're gonna wrap up here in a little bit. But thank you so much for calling in, man. I really do appreciate the fact that you were able to get here and say everything that you had to say about it. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks. You're welcome, Nobel. And take care.
Bye. Is this who I think it is? Is this Jason?
I don't know. Am I?
Are you? It sounds like you.
I'm not really sure. Well, I'm sick right now, so just ignore me.
Oh, that's okay. You're loud.
I know.
Should be resting, though, instead of calling in, dude.
Well, hello. I've got to be here for this.
Why? Tell me. Tell me why.
I'm ill.
Oh, I see. So the fact that you're sick means that you have to come in and call into this show. I get it now.
Absolutely.
I totally get it.
I would not miss the end regardless.
Oh. Now you're trying to be sweet.
Yeah, I know. I am sick. Now I really am sick.
Yeah. I need a glass of Kool-Aid after that statement right there. For a minute there, it sounded like you were actually being sincere.
Yeah, we know better.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I have a short little poem. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, good. So here we go. It's by C.W. Longnecker. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in the world we find, success brings with a fellow's will, it's all a state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And that, my friend, describes you. These last 5 years on Blog Talk Radio, you have managed to meet thousands of people and touch hundreds of people. You've reached from people as perverted as Daniel Goddard to soap opera legends like Melody Thomas Scott. You, my friend, are bigger than daytime, brighter than primetime, and a true source to this genre. And for that, I'd like to thank you on behalf of everyone else that has tuned in to Blog Talk Radio for your dedication, your time and effort, the very cheap cologne you wear while you're sitting naked in your bedroom.
I'm not fully naked. Remember, I'm in my underwear.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey,
from
you know.
All of us, yeah,
look, if I sat
you.
Naked in this leather seat, it would stick. I don't want to know. It's all right.
Oh, my God. Obviously, to know that, you know, you've done that. That is just gross.
Okay, it's my final show on BTR. Let's admit this. I have sat in this chair naked, by the way. And
I'm sure.
I was in a towel. I just got out the shower. And
it's like Buzzworthy Radio After Dark to the max.
I got out the shower. I was in a towel, and yeah, it wasn't comfortable.
Oh, Lord.
Just saying.
God have mercy on your soul.
Come on. Did you really expect any less of me at this point since you've come?
Oh, come on. We're two of the worst people in the world.
Yes, this is true.
There's no denying it.
I'm just
surprised that I haven't put my foot in my mouth as long as I've been on the air so far.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Look, listen. If you were able to say, if we were able to say what we have said with Daniel Goddard on the line, who is the worst of both of us combined, I don't think we have to worry about putting foots in our mouth, by the way.
I know, for real. I'd have no followers on Twitter and no friends on Facebook.
Ah, you're a loner. Interesting. You got me. Is that something?
That's why I'm unlimited.
First of all, thank you for that poem and what you had to say afterwards. I was not expecting that from you, number one. I would have expected something like that from Jamie or Angela, Tom Castiello even, but more so not from you.
Well, you got to remember, I'm ill, and I've been mixing Theraflu with Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
So what does that mean? Because you're sick?
That
you're,
means
you're now
take
honest?
It while you got it because you're not getting them.
Or you're ill and the fact that you're absolutely making no sense at this point, and I'm just saying stuff out my ass.
Pretty much. I'm kind of like Guiding Lights Amanda Wexler. I'm a retired pimp.
Oh, dear God. But in spite of whether or not you meant everything you said, I really liked it a lot. And
yeah, I know.
I, of course. Yes, let's build your ego way more than where it is at this point. I never expected to be where I am right now, 4 years after doing this show, total of 5 years being here on BTR. I never expected that I would get the chance to speak to as many people as I have and done as many podcasts as I have. You know, I've done over 400 now. I got to say I spoke to Diane Carroll, for God's sakes. You know, I get to say those words. I mean, I never would have imagined myself building a lot of relationships within this business the way that I have within the past 4 years. So
now, I'm trying to decide whether or not this is like going to be like a Prospect Park thing where like you're going to be switching, but you actually never do, and this will be like the last time we ever see you. I'm trying to decide whether I need to start a coupon campaign to try and save this show or what's going on. I'm not really sure what I'm doing yet.
I don't think you have to worry about doing any of those things. Because number one, I don't cost money, so I can pretty much do what I damn well please and go where I would like to go without any hesitation. It would have been different. It would have been different if I was getting paid for this, and the fact of the matter is I'm not. So
exactly, because if you think I'm paying for my entertainment, you ain't no hooker.
Good God. I'd be a huge disappointment, I think. I'd be a huge disappointment in that regard. I don't know why you lasted this long listening to me.
I have no idea.
I really don't.
Apparently, we're just all intellectually challenged, and we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Intellectually challenged. God, there's that phrase again. There's that phrase again that was used to describe us Daniel Goddard fans.
Ah, memories.
That's a memory I really would not like to relive, is that comment, by the way.
But you got to remember, though, you got to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good.
Are you about to start singing the Facts of Life theme song? Because if you really are...
I was going to, but I got it all backwards, so it kind of ruined it.
Oh.
So well, that's my segue.
You can't do that then. I'm sorry.
No.
But at least I knew where you were going.
Hey, that's a good thing. I'm going to make that trend.
That is terrible that I'm thinking just like you.
Yeah, that is. You should really see someone.
I am very scared right now that I am thinking like Unlimited Jason at this very, very point in my life. This scares me to no end. Just so you know.
Well, maybe you aren't Limited Novell anymore.
Is that a segue that you're talking about?
Yeah. But then again, you know, you could break through the glass ceiling of the chocolate factory.
Oh, God. Wow. Do you really want to pull at that thread?
No. No, because I'd be literally putting my foot in my mouth again.
You got a little bit of a response to that comment the last time you used that phrase, sir, if I remember
correctly. It's always your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Because you know well enough that you should have like a 3-second delay because I go totally Janet Jackson on live television.
But then what would the fun in that be?
And that's true too.
But you really can't put the blame on that onto me. You have to remember the other pervert was also on the live. So I tend to put the blame onto him, you know, because it's his fault all the time.
You know, we should do what they did on Young and the Restless with Nikki, Phyllis, and Victor and start our own business, and we'll just call it NDJ.
NDJ?
No. It was NVP for Nikki, Victor, Phyllis, so...
Right.
Obviously, I'm the headliner, so I'd have to go first.
Okay. So it would be JND. Get it? JND.
Hey, I like it.
I think you should get on and market it.
I think Daniel Goddard, though, would have top billing compared to you, though.
JDN? That doesn't sound good, though.
It doesn't matter. There's a kangaroo in that gene.
But he has, like, the end billing, which I think is more prominent, don't you think?
Oh, God help us.
Did
don't
I really go there?
Immune all over your ass.
Did I really go there with that? I did.
Yes.
I did. It's all right. By the time this show is ending, it won't even matter.
True that. True that.
Oh, man.
Have your ratings got high enough to beat, like, Beacon's World yet?
Beat what? I totally missed what you said.
I said, oh, Lordy, I love Twitter.
Yeah, well, for different
reasons. There's a lot of white trash updates right now, and it makes me laugh that people are using that hashtag.
That's gross.
I blame Seth.
Oh, great. Bring him into it. That's good.
You know it.
So, repeat your question.
Repeat my question.
Yes.
What was the question?
Are my ratings high enough to beat whatever you said at the end, which I did not catch?
Basically, anything that's really on the bottom of the list. So, like Beekman's World, General Hospital, The Chew.
Oh, I think my ratings probably beat The Revolution and The Chew combined. I mean,
wow.
Good Lord, I mean, seriously, that show is just an embarrassment. I don't even have any other words for it. I mean, I'm looking at the ratings each day when Mark Berman puts them out on TV Media Insights, and I'm just like, seriously, ABC, what crack are you smoking? Because honestly, I would love to have some of it, because you seriously have no idea what you just done. And they say that women want information. If you really want information, there is a 24-hour news channel dedicated to that. If not one, there's two. CNN and Headline News. I'm just saying.
Here's what I don't understand about that statement. They said originally that soaps were going away because women were going back to the workforce. Well, what the hell are women doing watching shows about information if they're supposed to be working?
I think that's more or less the spin that ABC wanted to throw out there, not necessarily the fact of a true statement. That's just something that they really wanted to just say.
On a better positive note this week, Guiding Light came out on DVD.
I saw the list, and I'm like, I see these episodes, and I'm like, you know, there's like a couple of these that are already on YouTube that I've already watched in their uncut glory. And
most of them are.
Most of them are on YouTube in their uncut story. Thank you, Maniko Jim.
I have to say that Guiding Light, which will turn 75 here on the 25th of January, there are a lot of full, intact shows on YouTube. And if SOPA would have gone through, we probably would have lost all of it.
Yeah. And, I mean, Maniko Jim, and there's another one that also uploaded full episodes. I can't remember their name. And they uploaded a lot of episodes from 1987, 88, and 89. And the other channel uploaded eps from 1984, 85. You know, it's amazing to me all the content that he has. And, you know, I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the 20 eps that are coming out, especially Alex. Basically, the one at the country club where Alex throws Roger to the wolves. That was one of my favorite episodes.
Marsh Duzay is a goddess.
It wasn't Marsh Duzay who did those scenes. It was Beverly McKenzie.
Are you sure?
Positive. It was 1991.
Are you talking about the same country club scenes as I am?
It was the one in 1991.
Okay.
Not the one 2 years later. The ones right before Roger got shot. I'm talking about the ones where
right before Alex left.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. You are right. I can't
Before Alex revealed that Mindy and Roger were having their affair.
Right. Very good. And I can't wait to see my Cynthia Watchers as Annie again.
Is she on the list too?
The Annie and Alan Almost Wedding.
Oh, that's on there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. When Reva Shane brings in Eddie Banks and reveals to everyone that Annie's still married to him.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was such.
Then Frank Cooper hauls Annie Dutton's ass out in handcuffs. Oh, and that's also the episode where Laura Wright's Cassie punches Wendy Monkey
in the face.
And then puts her in the broom closet.
I remember being in school, seventh grade, and my friend and I, her name was Sharina, she was also a Guiding Light fan at the time, and we were talking about that scene where she punched her in the face, and I was just like, you know, I rewound that scene numerous times before the tape went bad.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. I was so glad when a couple years ago someone posted on YouTube and I could see it again. I love that era of Guiding Light, the whole Reva versus Annie's era. I loved it.
I did too. A lot of people did. You know, Cynthia Watros definitely deserved that Emmy. I mean, a lot of the stories at the time revolved around her. So who couldn't like that part of the era? You know, I loved everything that Guiding Light was doing at the time.
You know, to be honest with you, I think that was a pretty good era for soaps all around, because General Hospital was doing really good with Jason versus AJ, the introduction of Carly there, and then on As It Returns, she had pretty much the start of the Jack and Carly relationship. And Young and the Restless, you had Nick and Sharon fighting over Grace and Ryan McNeil in between Victoria and Nina.
And then that ended, and then it was Nina and Trisha.
Yes.
When Nina had the gun to her head and was going to kill herself, but she wound up getting shot anyway.
Isn't that interesting? Good times. That was a very good era in soaps. Another World was even on like firecrackers towards the very end.
Yeah, not during that time though, when, you know, Jill Farren Phelps killed off my Frankie Frame, by the way, which I will never ever forgive her for. I will never ever forgive her for killing off Maureen Bauer. Even though it was great storytelling when that went down, which I was so happy to see that the Marine episode was on the list, because that was one of my favorites too.
I remember coming home from school and my mother was weeping and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And it was the following Monday, because
yeah,
she died on the Friday.
She got in the accident on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
And then Monday, she was already gone. I pronounced it gone.
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember that Monday coming home and my mother being weak. Like, I was like, what in the world? And then I think that's when everything really clicked to me, is how daytime dramas themselves connect with people. How I think that was the very moment where everything just kind of connected for me.
My first story that I've ever gotten into when I first started watching soaps was Holden and Lily. And unfortunately, I had to start tuning into it when Heather Rattray was playing the part. I started watching World Turns after Martha Byrne left the first time. So I did
she
not...
She left twice, right?
Yeah, she left in 89. And when I first started watching, I was watching Heather Rattray in the part. And, you know, I dug Holden and Lily then. But when I saw Martha Byrne on the cover of Soap Digest, and it was saying that Lily returns, and it was her and John Hensley on the cover, I was like, who's this? This isn't Lily. This is some other chick. I don't know who this chick is. And I was like, and I'll be honest, I was like showing angst against Martha Byrne. I was like, this isn't Lily. Why am I watching this woman playing Lily? Where's the other chick at that was Lily? You know what I mean? I was like, I don't like her. I don't like Damien with her. And, you know, I was hating on Martha Byrne for a time, man.
Oh, I loved Lily and Damien. But I love John Hensley. John Hensley could not do any wrong. I hope he does return to the daytime genre before this new information era comes in. But he could do no wrong.
And it wasn't until, what was the year? 1996, when they had their 40th anniversary. And they showed those clips. It wasn't until then I realized she was Lily before Heather. And I was like, oh, crap. So it was 3 years before I ever realized anything about Martha Byrne as Lily by that one episode. But it was probably 1995 after the Hans era, because I dug Hans. Hans was the villain on that show during the time. And it wasn't until then, around 1995, when I started to really get accustomed to Lily and Damien, and even then start going, Heather, who? You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah, Hans was a good villain. I liked Hans, and I heard a lot of people say that they liked Hans as well when he was on the show. Did you watch it?
Old Hans. The good old times. That was a really good era of As World Turns too.
I know people said the show went dark, especially once Marlon had passed away. I'm not going to deny them that. I do agree, but they still were able to do some good with the show. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I would never got introduced to Mara West as Carly Tenney.
I know a lot of people are afraid of change, especially when it comes to a daytime show. But if you think about how long it's on, in real life, we grow as a person. We expand. We move on. We move from thing to thing. And, you know, soaps do that too. And I know people connect to a certain era. Like, it was really hard for me to kind of let go of Guiding Light in 2005 when it kind of went, I don't know, it just kind of jumped the tracks altogether. But I still continue to watch daily because it was my show. And then I have to say, the last 6 months of Guiding Light before it went off the air, it rang true Guiding Light. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing. Everything, it was like puzzle pieces were fitting together. And I see a lot of people back and forth with Ron and Frank coming from One Life to Live to General Hospital. And it amazes me how some of them are like, you know, well, Sunny's supposed to be the central of the show. And I'm like, how long have you been watching General Hospital? There was a time before Sunny was even a major player at all.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to what they have in store, and I hope they bring a lot of that old-time balance back, but yet keep the modern twist for the modern fans. So I'm looking forward to that a lot. I'm kind of nervous also because with the way that ABC has been handling that thing, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things pan out in the next 6 to 9 months.
I almost shit a brick when I read about that little rewrite that they're planning on doing with Claudia and Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whose idea was that again?
You know, it'd be all right if you didn't have Claudia played by Sarah Brown or Brandon Barash played by, you know, playing Johnny. If it was someone older than Sarah Brown playing Claudia, it would have been a different case. It could have worked a lot better. The fact that they're so close in age, and I know a lot of people say, well, they hire people all the time to play 30 to play teenager, especially on ABC Family, but you don't really notice because, hey, they still look good. But it gives kind of an issue if you know that age, and a lot of people know, you know, that Sarah and Brandon are pretty close in age.
I just couldn't. Did you see the tweet that she sent to Michelle Valjean yesterday saying that apparently this was something that they were planning that or talking about that before she left?
That's just crazy. I always thought the writing was on the wall for that. Even before Sarah
Did
Brown
you?
Left. Yes. But I didn't think they were going to do it because of them being so close in age.
That's
but,
gross.
Hey, what do I know? I didn't think Bradley Bell would take Zach Conroy and Brandon Beamer off contract either, but hey, look at that.
Are you kidding? That was bound to happen. They weren't even on the screen. We already suspected that they weren't even going to be on contract.
I kind of figured it was coming there, but I didn't want them to come there. I'm like, I don't understand Brad Bell at all, because he has one of the most dynamic casts ever with the most gracious talent, yet they're all sitting on the sideline for long periods of time. I mean, you got Leslie Kay playing Felicia Forrester, and all she is a coat rack.
Want to talk about coat racks? Why isn't Christian LeBlanc doing more than being Victor's lapdog as Michael? Why isn't he driving and leading a story?
Well, here's my thing with the character Michael Baldwin. I love Christian LeBlanc. I think he is one of the most richest, purest actors in the daytime.
Agreed.
And Michael Baldwin, though, should have never, ever, ever been softened up. I love the idea of Michael and Lauren together, but it should be the true Michael, not this Michael we've got for the last, pretty much the last decade. This Michael we've had has been a very soft, very laid back, very...
You want the Michael that drilled a hole into Nina's apartment?
Right. I want the real Michael, the real true Michael, the one that was willing to go to the edge and then over.
I could see that working. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think Maria Bell can write somebody like that. She can't.
Think of it like this. Well, first of all, Maria Arena Bell and Bradley Bell, their time has come. The Bells, oh my God, William Bell is probably spinning in his grave. But where was I? Oh, when you think of Michael Baldwin, when I think back of all the potential he had and stuff like that, he could have been daytime's answer to Roger Thorpe. And, you know, I see a lot with Michael Muniz's portrayal of Adam. I see a lot of characteristics between Roger Thorpe. And then you have Sharon, who's, I don't know if Maria is trying to tame Reva Shane or what was going on with that. But when you look at the pieces and you think, okay, we've got this woman here who's going after the older father figure in the family, who's been with both brothers. Who else can do that in daytime other than Kim Zimmer as Reva Shane?
See, if that were the case, then that would mean Maria Bell actually had to watch other shows in the industry to know exactly what's going on. And I don't think she does.
The girl is too busy saving the art industry.
Yes, I know. Don't remind
me. Let me tell her, little preschoolers are finger painting every day of the week.
I just feel like if nothing is done for that show to at least attempt to save it, it's not even going to be here within the next 5 years.
You know, here I go again. I think if shows like Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, and General Hospital don't change the way they're running right now, I think it's best to see them go. And I say that harsh, but I'm also a believer who loved Guiding Light religiously, never missed an episode, who also thought towards the end, hey, you know what? It's suffering. It's starting to just wobble along. It's time to let it go and see where the characters go. I said the same thing about Azrael Turns. I was like, you know, it's time. It's time to let it go and see where it goes. Because in television, things always go. It's just like when you read a book. You don't stay on chapter 5 when you have chapter 6 and 7 and 8 and, you know, all the rest waiting. You don't stay at the age of 29 holding on for 30. And I think if they don't do something, I think it's better just to see them come to a nice casual, where will we be 10 years from now? I think the only show that's really doing anything as far as staying true to themselves is Days of Our Lives, which really was off the rails for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the new staff with it has managed to find that core that Days of Our Lives always had, but is now etching ahead of everyone else, finding the future as to the direction they're heading.
It'll, I mean, I know they're saying that it's going to be slow to see storylines pick up, but it does seem like it alternates each day. One day it's really, really good. The next day, then it's like, meh, and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But it's still better than the other three. They're finally going to start picking up the Chandler Massey story, from what I understand. So it's supposed to hit starting next month, I believe.
But I'll be waiting to see what happens when all the budgets are figured out and who stays, who goes, that kind of thing, because you know it's going to come to a head soon.
So when did we find that out? Like, I think March?
Yeah, about March. March, usually. Because they'll see how well they do here in February sweeps, and then it'll be budget time.
We'll see.
Yep.
But it is time for us to wrap it up, because that woman is in my ear.
Gotta love her.
I cannot say I will miss that British woman counting me down, because I really won't.
Well, I will vamoose, or whatever, bon voyage, and then you can say your farewell.
I will say my farewell on here, but you take care, and I'm sure that you, of all people, will be following me to the new home. If not, then I will find you.
Oh, don't worry. I'm always around.
Was that supposed to be an evil laughter? Because it just didn't sound like one. Good attempt, though, but not really. Just saying. And on that note, he left. I like it. He just goes in and then just leaves, like, right off the cuff. Gotta love it. All right, my final notes, everybody. What can I say for everybody that has been a part of our Buzzworthy family here at BTR for the past 4 years and has been following me on Blog Talk Radio for 5 years? I can't thank you enough for allowing me to talk your ears off on all these shows that we have done, and allowing me to showcase to you some of your favorite stars in real time and getting to know them and having some fun. You know, if anybody ever tells you that you can't do something, don't listen to it. Believe in yourself that you can do it, and then go for it. And I have to tell you, it's just the fact that I never would have imagined myself being able to do this here and still continuing to do this here, no matter where I'm going to be. I just could never imagine myself having the opportunities to go to the Daytime Emmys for the past 3 years or to other events. And as I said before, going to Paley Fest for the first time. I never would imagine myself doing such things until I started doing this show. I may not be going to Paley Fest as press, but still, the idea is the same. You know, I never would have imagined myself going to events ever, even if I was just a fan. You know, I never would have broken that mold if it wasn't for you guys and this show here at BTR. I never would have imagined getting to know so many people in that time. You know, I may not have met everybody that I talk to on Twitter, but the fact that we do get to speak on Twitter on a contingent basis about the shows we watch and the shows that we love, it says a lot to me that we're able to keep up that bond. And I cannot thank you enough. We have a good time. Always continue to support and love everything that you do, because without you guys, we would not be here. If it wasn't for you, none of us would be here. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm not talking about any other hosts. I'm talking about everybody else in the business as far as actors go. We're not even restricting it to the soaps themselves. This is everybody. This is everybody that's in the business. Some may not realize that, but it's the truth. If it wasn't for you guys, if it wasn't for you fans, none of us would be here. And I have to thank you for that. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing me to start off with a voice, and to continue that voice onto the new platform. I will miss everybody here. I met some great colleagues here, Mr. Media, Dr. Blockstein, Annie and Burl, Jamie Duvall from Movie Geeks United, Silas, Joanne, all of you guys. I just can't thank you enough. This is goodbye, but goodbye for now. Always remember to get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio, and we'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Hey, I'm Gabriel Mann, and you have the pleasure right now of listening to Buzzworthy Radio.
Can't get enough of Buzzworthy Radio. Log on now to www.buzzworthyradio.net to get the latest news on upcoming guests, past shows, and videos of all your favorite stars. Keep getting the latest buzz with Buzzworthy.